fish. Now, how did they survive the flood?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new Answers book. Ken, we know that the different kinds of land animals were safe on the ark, but how'd the fish survive Noah's flood?
Actually, most fish didn't survive, and we see their fossil remains today. First of all, how'd we get so many species of fish anyway? Well, to answer this, we need to understand natural selection. Now, Darwin didn't invent this idea, and furthermore, it has nothing to do with evolution. But to illustrate the idea, let's look at the various fish kinds around the world. Now, as fish spread out around the world, the ones that were best suited to each type of water environment thrived, the rest died. That's not evolution, and here's why. The original fish kinds had all the basic genetic information that got passed down to modern fish. Nothing was ever gained. Moreover, often information was lost. In fact, that's why most fish today can't survive outside their special environments. The fish before the flood were probably much hardier than the fish today. They could handle big changes in saltiness and water temperature. And even today, a few fish, like salmon and sharks, can still tolerate both salt water and fresh water. It's easy to explain the survival of fish after the flood. God gave the fish kinds the natural ability to fill the earth and adapt to their environments.
Ken Ham will answer virtually any question you have about Noah's Ark and Noah's flood in his free booklet. It's available through our website, answersradio.com.